This ad is sponsored by Light with Purpose, a candle company fueled by faith to empower people and inspire connections through every purposefully poured candle. Check out their latest collection at lightwithpurpose.com. Also, be sure to use promo code LIGHTGANG, all one word, that's L-I-G-H-T, GANG, for 15% off your next purchase.
With me having to relearn, reprocess, rethink what sex was, that was like taking a part of my identity away.
Just because you may need to seek help or you may be in transition and things may not be right, it doesn't necessarily mean that your marriage is bad.
Marriage is a roller coaster ride that never ends.
From the twists of having children, to the turns of overly involved parents, or the highs of buying a new home, to the lows of unexpected lifestyle changes.
Marriage is dope, but let's be honest, fam, marriage really be tiring.
Welcome to the Left Hand Gang podcast, hosted by Jazz and Spoon.
Yo, yo, what's good, everybody? It is the Left Hand Gang, 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 gang. How you doing, baby?
I'm hangry.
You hangry?
Yeah, I'm ready to eat, but I'm good. It's bittersweet. It's our last episode for the season.
Dang, bro.
So I'm sitting with that. That's a little different.
Yeah,
I feel like this season flew by.
It really did. It really did.
And I'm feeling real hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, how are you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling a little tired. I'm feeling a little tired today. Just been a very, very emotionally investing. I don't want to say draining, but emotionally invested type of week. Mm-hmm. Last few days. Shoot, today in and of itself. So but we gotta push, you know. We still gotta do what we gotta do and continue to podcast away. So I am sad a little bit that this is our last episode for this season, but I need a podcast sabbatical
for sure.
I needs that. So here we is. That's how I'm feeling. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, so before we dive into our recap of the season, let's shout out our sponsors, bro.
Who that is?
We got Light with Purpose.
Light Gang.
Light Gang is the promo code for 15% off. They are killing the game. They've got pop-up shops going on right now. I forgot where the place that they'll be at. The most consistent place that they are at right now.
Somewhere in Dallas.
Yeah. And you can find that information on their IG. But they are doing really great. Yeah. They sold out of their fall.
Their fall collection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't get your toasted and your pecan.
Cozy pecan,
my bad. Then you slept. Sorry. Yeah.
They still, I think, got the satin sheets, though.
They do have the satin sheets. They got the satin. That's a winner. Yeah, they've got some other scents. They have Elwoods. Mm-hmm. They've got Daydream. Lots of really great products. And with the holidays coming up, that's a really great gig. So
definitely,
you should definitely go snag you some candles.
Yep. And we got Icy Brand. That is I-C-Y-Y Brand. And our promo code there is Icy Gang. And all word.
Rance just dropped some hoodies.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited. I really like the Essentials one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has one. It's got a red hood. And I think that's just very unique. It's different. I don't have no shoes to match that. But I need to change that. So that I can switch it up
a little bit.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So Icy Brand. I love my brother Ransford. I've been knowing Ransford since I was like 12. So
he's good people.
Yeah, he's really good people. Him and his fiance, they're getting ready to have a baby.
Yes, they're doing big things.
So shout out Icy Brand, Icy Gang, all one word for 10% off.
And we have a couple of hoodies left, y'all.
Oh yeah, and I just so happened to be wearing one.
That wasn't planned, but we have a couple of the peanut butter hoodies left. There are some sizes that are sold out, but they are a nice fit, so you can go up if you need to or go down.
Yeah.
So.
And we also dropped the price on them. So
Yeah.
Yeah, so get it at the discounted price. We dropped the price down for y'all. Mm-hmm. Black Friday coming around the corner anyways. So definitely do that. And get yours. Get yours. And I just keep thinking about my boy PJ.
I literally was thinking about that. I was like, are we gonna say anything?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about PJ. So my man PJ, for y'all, those of y'all who don't know, good friend PJ, he bought a hoodie. And I just appreciate his love and support because allegedly he wears it every single day. And so his wife, Ashley, is like, I'm tired of washing this hoodie. Literally, I'm washing it every single load. I don't want to wash it no more.
She was like, we got to retire it. You got to put it up. You need to find something else to put in rotation because I'm, friend, it's going to ruin it. I can't wash it anymore. So, and I told her, I was like, but it's so comfy, it's though. Comfy. It really is a comfortable hoodie. And I... personally, I'm not a big hoodie person, especially because I don't like I normally find myself pulling them down. Like, I think Allie said she feels like she's choking in them. I don't feel that, but it does bother me that it's like on my neck. But with this one, it's just so cozy and it's not too tight anywhere. Yeah. It's a nice, good fit.
Oversized fitting and it just hugs you.
Yeah. Ah. And it's not too hot. Yeah. That's another thing. I get really hot in hoodies, but that one I feel good.
Yeah. So yeah, go get your hoodie. Hop on the website, lefthandgang.co. Go cop your hoodie. Everything. Already discounted for you. Ain't even got to worry about all that. So, baby, what happened?
How many episodes have we done, bro? This is...
Like total?
Yeah.
Like between all three seasons?
Yeah.
This one will be 40.
This is 40.
This is episode 40.
No way.
Yeah.
We've sat here behind these mics 40 times.
Yeah, technically like 42, 43. Because we had two where we had audio problems. So technically, yeah. But yeah, this is episode 40.
How does that make you feel?
Like, wow. You know, our goal, what was it, last season or no, our goals for the year.
For the year.
Was like 15.
That was it.
Yeah, our goal was 15. Yeah, and we're here episode 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
And people are listening. People are supporting. And people are actually being blessed, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say actually like that.
Mm-hmm.
But God is really helping people through the podcast. That has been, that's such an encouragement.
It is.
That literally the reason why we're doing it is our obedience to God, and he's getting the glory like he is supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
No, you got
it. This season, I was about to say, we have how many? 33?
10 episodes?
It was 10?
Yeah.
Why? I think it was like 8. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So we did 10. This is episode 10. Man. Mm-hmm. This one flew.
Yeah, it really went by.
This season, this one really flew.
Yeah.
And I know why. Because we dropped every other week.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so much better on our mental.
It was.
It was a lot better for us.
Yeah, because before we was every week we was dropping.
And trying to record every week and get those up, that was hard on you. So that's nice. Or that was nice. I'm really looking forward to the break. Not as much as I normally am, though, because usually that back-to-back thing every week was hard on the kid. So I am, that's why I say it's bittersweet for me. Like, dang, this is the last one. I can't believe it. And I'm kind of sad about that.
Yeah.
But I am looking forward to my husband getting to rest and not have to worry about whipping out an episode, not having to worry about, you know, making sure that we get these dates in with these other couples so that we can record and all that. So.
Yeah, we go on our sabbatical.
And we get to enjoy the holidays.
We do. We do. Speaking of which, man, we really want you guys to just, you know, take this time as we step away. Enjoy your families, man. Enjoy your families. And check on a couple of people, you know, because holidays are hard. Although they're good and they're fun, gifts and family coming together, some people, you know, they don't have theirs. So make it a point to... just check on a few people, I don't know how you keep tabs on stuff or how you organize your things, but put it in your notes, put it on your fridge or something. Just a couple of people, you know, that you can check off the list that you can say that, you know what, I checked on them.
That's really good, baby. And you're really good about that. You're really good about keeping in touch with your friends and stuff. And that's something I need to do better at. I'm laughing because I'm thinking of Bree. Love you, girl. How we talk about, like, we are trash in that area. And that's something that our husbands both say, like, hey, you might want to clean it up. But you talking about the holidays being hard. Another reason why they're hard is because people are spending holidays. People are missing some holidays, you know, because they passed away earlier that year, and people are learning how to live and go through this joyful time and togetherness, and things are different. You know what I mean? Yeah. People's December and January don't always look the same. So, I think that if you're someone who listens to the podcast on your way home from work or to work, maybe you sub that with a call.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you call somebody and check on them, or you make sure you send that text so that you can get back to them after work or something. For me, I think that that's something that I need to do, and maybe making a list, you know, like, I haven't talked to such and such in a while. And like today you even said that at church, and I even started thinking, man, I could call. I actually thought about the youth and I was like, I'm just going to do a random call and call them or text them to check on them this week. How can I be praying for you?
Yeah.
You know, how your grade's doing. There were a couple other adults that I thought about at the church too, that I was like, I'm just going to call them. Like,
yeah,
might as well.
Yep. And not be surface level with it.
Right.
You know, we're real good, especially church folks. How you doing? Oh, saved, sanctified, and filled. I mean, yeah, you are, but you know, what's happening under all of that?
Yeah. What pissed you off?
Like who pitched? Exactly.
What you praying to God for right now? What you waiting on God for, and you upset, like, that you ain't got it yet?
What do you need?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Some people, I don't want to invade people's privacy and invade their space. Some people are looking for you to invade their space. You know, some people, that's what they need. Just for you to get in their space, but not in their business. You know what I mean?
Just, okay, I didn't understand where you were going, so I could not.
You could not?
Nah. Did you notice that I?
Like, yeah.
I was like.
I saw your face.
But yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Talking so receiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On the receiving.
I mean, I'm sorry, the person that needs to let that out.
Yeah. You know, because some of us, we need somebody to really.
To open their arms.
To open their arms. And I ain't gonna lie, some of us, we want to be chased. Okay. We want people to pursue us.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I said some people, you know, sometimes.
Some people are full of the drama. Oh, we're really taken away from this beautiful moment that,
no, we're not.
That you're trying to,
no,
to help
no.
us with.
I mean, we was, and then you said that, and so now it's gone.
I'm just saying.
I just say it. But all of that to say, be sure to check in on people. Be it friends, family members, whatever it is. Enjoy your families. So as I reflect, really on this past season and just where we've been, just us, we've been, I don't even know how to word it. It's been a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us personally, spiritually, within our marriage, individually, so much has happened. And if you've been listening, y'all know that all the way earlier this year, January, myself and Jazz were both laid off from our jobs. Both of us were laid off. Unexpected and whatnot. And so here we are, the end of the year, and the Lord has provided.
Literally.
There are just so many testimonies that we could share with you guys about how the Lord provided when we didn't have anything. And it's like, we ain't out of it. We still need him to keep providing because we still ain't got it.
But so, he gives us just enough.
Yeah. He gave us what we need the day of. Mm-hmm. And although my flesh don't like it, my spirit appreciates it, because it has definitely strengthened my faith in God and my dependence on him.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. there's so much I can say about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we're talking about our personal and our marriage and what this season and this year has yielded, for me, I've become a better cook.
Mm.
I've had to stretch my mind. I can laugh about it, but, you know, without saying so much, there have been times where that pantry didn't have what I wanted it to have or what we needed it to have.
Yeah.
And the stories about that our parents and our grandparents talk about, well, when we didn't have, you know, we would make goulash.
Goulash.
We would eat this and we would eat that. Like, that, I've learned how to do that. You know what I mean? Humbly, yeah. Too, because it's like, yo, no, like, not being braggadocious when I say this, but like, I have a degree. You have two.
Yeah.
Lord, I serve you. I literally, from my heart, not because my mama told me to, not because I do it for show, but like, I'm really about this life, even behind closed doors. And like, this is why I gotta do this. Where I'm at, right? Really? So for me, I've grown a lot in the kitchen and the home and learning how to stretch, and not just food, but thinking outside of the box when it comes to my child,
mm-hmm.
Thinking even outside of the box when it comes to me, you know, and being willing to change different things, brands, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's just been a humbling experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy because we're the most creative when we have less. Stand out from the crowd by being yourself because everyone else is taken. Icy Brand is dedicated to empowering individuals to express their unique creativity and explore the world through fashion that inspires adventure, curiosity, and self-discovery. Head over to icybrand.com and use our code ICYGANG, that's I-C-Y-Y, GANG, for 10% off your next order. Stay icy.
Bam. That's true. That is very true. For me, I can't speak for
like when we have abundance, our creativity is limited because we have options, you know?
Nah, I can't say that for everybody, but yeah, I feel you. I see where you're going.
Yeah. Well, you know, teach his own. Because I know, especially for myself, like as long as I had options, that really confined me more than anything. Because I stayed true to whatever those options were. But with having less, I've been stretched to think about other options that I never would have thought about.
Mm.
And I'm being forced and being pushed to consider things in a new way and in a new light. Using like me DJing for an example. Like I went through my whole entire library and I removed songs that I know that I would never use, never play. That I used to play that I ain't gonna ever play no more. So it literally took my musical library from 30, 40,000 songs to like less than 10, maybe even less than that. So I think it's like 9,000 and something. But all of that to say, I began having or being more creative with the little. Because I'm looking at, oh, I can do it with this. I can mix this different. I can flip this differently. I can bring this in. And I've had more time to really practice with the little than spreading myself with my entire music library. So, but in that, it's like, but I have so much more. I have all of this, but I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to use it. So I just feel, you know, that we're in that season of being stretched, being creative, and being, innovative, even to being in innovation, you know, again, creativity and innovation, a lot of times they come out of the need of something. It's really pushed and motivated by a need. You know, with where we've been, I think about like financially, baby, I knew how to budget,
baby,
and I knew how to stretch, but
this it's got to be another word. This ain't a budget. This,
but dog.
This, I don't know.
What I've learned to do now, dang it, it's crazy. Yeah, with
stretching,
you know, being able to stretch $5 for weeks, you
recycle.
Know, recycling the same $5 just in different ways.
Woo, get and out of there, being,
man. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, Lord, I thank you because I'm going to be able to utilize that skill when it comes to other things.
Yeah.
But, baby, yeah. So we learning how to be innovative and how to be graceful in this stretching season that we're in. And still saying, hey, dog, don't forget about us, big homie. We still need some more because we got stuff that we're trying to get out of and whatnot. But all of that to say I'm really, really grateful for my wife. I am. Us going through this season, I'm really grateful and appreciative still of just how you've held down the house, how you've mothered our son well, how you've been a great wife, taking care of the crib and whatnot. Yeah. So I'm glad that I ain't go through this hard season by myself. I had somebody else to shoulder the burden with me.
Thank you so much, baby. You're welcome. Didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it just because you said it. I told you before that I wouldn't want to be in this with nobody else.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I chose well.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I mean? I chose a good man.
You sure
okay?
did. You did.
And this has been the hardest thing. One of the hardest things I think I've ever done. And the fact that we're still in it.
Yeah, still in it.
I think when I laugh about it, I'm laughing because it's like, I mean, what else can I do? What else? I've actually been through the whole roller coaster of emotions with it. I've, you know, so the Lord will provide.
That's it.
That's been our motto. And you have kept me grounded, especially in those times where I was at the top of the roller coaster about to just go off, you know.
Yeah.
You knew how to help me and remind me where I was supposed to go. And I think Kiana said this in our last episode, but this season has really pushed me towards God.
Yeah.
It really pushed me on my face. It pushed me to find, it's almost like I found this other part of God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know that God before.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did, I saw a peek of it, you know, like, you know, I peeked through the blinds and saw it, but then it was closed and I didn't really know it. But now we know each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know God in a new way. And I think that you have done, I mean, a remarkable job stewarding our finances during the season. Because I wouldn't have had it. I would have let us down, okay? But the way that you've heard from God, the way that you've been grounded, the way that you have been intentional with your time with God, you don't move unless you hear him say it. You're not moving off of emotion or even our situation, our circumstances. They could be calling saying, hey, we're going to come take this right now if you don't pay. And if God didn't tell you to do it, you finna go to that corner or that wall or whatever, and you finna find God, and y'all gonna figure something out, and then you gonna have the strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I just thank you for being strategic. I thank you for being a man that is wise, a man that is just cool, calm, and collected all the time. Like, you know, even when you are not feeling that, that's what you show me a nugget. And so I thank you for being the model of what it looks like to truly weather the storm.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you so much. See, fellas, gotta get you one of those, please. Gotta get you one of those.
Girl, you better get you one of these.
Get you one of those. So, man, we've walked through a lot of different things this season, from grace, watching our flesh. Mm. I think a lot of people had a lot to say about that contentment episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did get a lot of feedback.
We got a lot of people talking about contentment. But we weren't the only voices that were heard, you know? And so we got to hear from some great couples.
Yes.
From the Francoise. Man, Mr. Tony gonna always have a special place in my heart.
I mean, I think he's in everybody's
heart.
That's
my dog, man.
I love Mr. Tony.
I love all their stories, but I love each of them for something specific.
For sure. For
you
sure.
know, like when Mr. Tony said before they had even gotten married, he had, you know, he had shipped back in, and when whenever he had came in, he was on the ship, and Miss Lisa, she was right there. She was at the pier. She was waiting on him. They ain't even together, really. You know, they just writing letters back to each other. And he read every letter. And when he got in, she was at the pier. She was waiting on him. She was waiting on him. Ah, I just love this story.
Yeah. I think for literally, there's something to take away from every single one of them. When it comes to the Francoise specifically, I really liked how they talked about how they've seen the lows in marriage, you know, to the point where Miss Lisa was like, hey, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
And what really stood out to me is when she said she thought she had a place to go. You know, she don't call her a good friend. Her good, good sis, and was like, sis, we coming. And sis said, I mean, there's a spot for you, Tony, and the boys.
And the boys.
But if it's just you and the boys, sis, no.
I can't have that.
I don't have no spot for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That is friendship.
Yeah,
okay?
For real.
That's accountability. And that's Christ being formed in you to be able to say, like, as Miss Lisa, I know you did
it. The audacity.
But then taking a moment to say, okay, God, so what you saying to me?
Right.
You know? Or let me go work things out with my husband or whatever. I thought
that was very powerful.
That was a very powerful statement. And that story, they need to use that for all kinds of examples.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that I took away from them, though, was how they were the example of marriage.
Yeah.
Like, how God still gets the glory. They lead the marriage ministry at their church. They were asked to do that. And they were like, oh, but we got
this baggage.
Yeah, we got some stuff in the bags back here. And God uses all of that.
Yeah, he doesn't waste anything.
And we got to see that. We get to see that, how God gets to use their story to help other couples.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, their personalities, everything about them, like, who would not want them to lead anything? Yeah, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved being with them.
Yeah. And then we had my dog, Carlos and Brittany, the Lions. Yo, I mean, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that one, go back and listen to that one too, because the way that Carlos thinks, just his mind alone.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, very, very well spoken and educated brother.
For sure.
Getting into the nitty gritty, the scientific things, the psychological things. I mean, as a mental health professional, and for him to have, you know, a manic episode.
Yeah.
And Brittany, like, wait a minute. I ain't signed up for this.
Yeah, you better get it together.
Like,
what is she talking about?
Yeah.
When they went to the hospital?
Yeah, they went to the hospital. If you don't get yourself to get
these people gonna take you.
Yeah, that had me weak. But for her to still be graceful with her husband while he's going through this, you know, obviously traumatic experience, and how she just worshiped through it. And she was still present with him.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a village around them. You know, they talk a lot about how her family, they got off work and came to the hospital and drove a couple hours to meet them so that they could get him, you know, get him situated, covered, whatever. And I just love that, how she still was graceful toward her husband.
Yeah. I didn't think about this, but the same, just kind of saying the same thing that I just said about the Francoise, but the very thing that the enemy tried to use against Carlos, his faith and his mind, look at what he does now.
Yeah.
Like, he's a whole mental health, I mean, he's a therapist. Mm-hmm. And
black man. Black right. therapist.
And he graduated from seminary.
Yeah.
I mean, literally the thing that the enemy tried to take from him, tried to destroy him with, because at one point he talks about how he was like, okay, God, what? You know, mm-hmm. like questioning his faith and trying to understand that. What did he call
it? An existential crisis of faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't say that, so I'm going
to It's okay.
But now to see him walking in the glory of what God did, knowing his story, that makes it even more powerful
yeah.
and even more impactful. And so that was the biggest takeaway for me, is seeing how God brought him through, but not just brought him through, but then said, okay, now I'm going to use that back against yeah. the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that you're going to be able to help other people with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very powerful story. Very powerful story. Yeah. And then last one, the prices, we're going to have to, we just making that a part one and part two. Cause
yeah, it was kind of, it was long, but it was so good.
It was very, cause I mean, and their story deserved that time.
It did. Yeah.
It definitely deserved the time that it got, because there was so much just packed in there from her past and my man Anthony just being cool and waiting. Waiting it out. But when
you know
he
about
knew
that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't have to wait as long as him.
No,
but
you didn't.
But like him, just same thing, showing grace. Mm-hmm. Even when they weren't together, still being graceful, mm-hmm. you know, and the leaving when she left him and mm-hmm. you know, ended up being pregnant and coming back with twins. So she came back with three kids and he was like, I still want you. Mm-hmm. I still love you. I still care about you. Like, wow. Man. It really does bring tears to my eyes to see just how good a man can be when he wants what he desires and he goes after it, and when he's so sure of himself, that's mine. Mm-hmm. Nothing's gonna stop me. Mm-hmm. Because I know that belongs to me. Mm-hmm. I don't care what come with it. I know it belongs to me. Man, that's grace, and that's so just so much power in there. So yeah, we had to make that a part one and a part two. So good.
And that's the same way Jesus feels about us.
Exact same
AKA
way.
The church.
Yeah.
Like, he still pursues us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Anthony was the perfect example of that.
Definitely.
You know, he truly did say, I mean, it doesn't matter what you come with. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that you, what kind of car did she drive?
Yeah, I think she had a Cutlass. Yeah. She had a Cutlass with the system in there riding on foes.
Ed Hardy down.
Ed Hardy.
Ready to pop yeah. off on anybody who wanted.
Man.
And he was like, it's okay. Yep. He saw something, you mm-hmm. know, and he still loved her through that. She smoked, he didn't. Like,
yep. mm-hmm.
just the grace and the love. And he loved her and showed her what that meant. And she was able to reciprocate that when he yeah. lost his mother.
Yeah.
And she was the one that was like, no, you don't get to leave me.
Yep.
When he's saying, you know, I can't do this for you or whatever. Like, I can't be there for you. She's, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
that, ooh, I just got
just
chills.
Just came full circle.
Yeah. God. Yeah, I loved listening to their story. And I appreciated them opening up and sharing what God has done. And I think what I really am reminded is that, or not reminded, but I hope that other people see, is that marriage is messy.
Oh, yeah.
Marriage Big is messy. Not this perfect wedding day thing. Like, mm-hmm. And God didn't create marriage for us to, just for us to be happy.
Yeah.
He created it to reflect him. Not just to other believers, but to non-believers. Mm-hmm. This is how you love. This is how you show grace. And we've talked about that. And I think these stories that we've heard, I hope people see, oh,
yeah,
that's what it is. That's what it is. You know, think about like God and the Israelites. If you read the Old Testament, It's messy.
It was on site too. It was on site.
They were a mess all the time. Yeah. It was always something, and God continued to love them. He continued to show grace. Mm-hmm. He did give them their punishment.
Oh, yeah. Some of them got offed.
Yeah, they did.
On site,
yeah. But we still get to see love. We still get to see grace and mercy, and it's no different with us. Just because we decide to join with someone and become one, as a married couple, it doesn't mean that we're exempt from issues.
Mm-hmm.
We just decided, hey, I'm going to go through this messy life with you.
Yeah.
And we're just going to work through this messiness together. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that things go away or it's easier because I have this companion necessarily.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, your mess ain't better or worse than anybody else's.
Ain't.
It's just mess.
It's just mess.
It's just mess.
Yeah.
And so we gotta show grace on one another's mess. Mm-hmm. So, man, I just really love their stories. All of them in their own unique way.
Yeah.
You know, they point back to Jesus in some kind of way.
In some way. And that was not something that we planned.
Nah.
We didn't know their stories before we invited them on. And I love how God orchestrated that.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, we were led in who we should ask to be on the show, but God knew, oh, I'm going to use them for this.
Yeah.
This story is different from, all their stories are different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, I grew listening to them, and I learned something, and I really enjoyed it. And I really pray that our listeners did too. I hope that they were blessed the same way that we were.
Yeah. We was, cuz.
Yeah.
We were. So, man, so that's really, you know, what we wanted to share with y'all in our hearts today. And, you know, really, again, you know, just take this time, you know, to really reevaluate, you know, where you are and reevaluate, you know, where you are with God and your relationship with God. Because this entire season, the main focus was Christ being formed in you. Mm-hmm. And so if you ain't get at least one thing, you should have. Not because of us, but because of God.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there were just so many, examples. So I know that I got a lot out of this.
Definitely.
I got a whole lot. And I'm extremely grateful that, you know, God allowed us the opportunity to just sit with these different individuals to talk about their lives, their marriages. And each one of them definitely blessed me. They did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You got nothing?
No. Yeah, I had a question.
Oh, okay.
For you, but I couldn't formulate it fast enough.
Mm.
So
fumble it out.
Really, this is what it is. I didn't have an answer for it myself. So I didn't want to ask. But I'm going to go ahead and do it since we're already here.
Yeah, fumble it out.
So, closing out this season, what is one word that you're walking away with?
Can't remember which episode it was, but still contentment.
That's a good one.
Just being content.
That's a good one.
It sucks.
I think that's why I'm content. Figure out mine. Because I was trying to say, like, reflective or peace or I don't know. But it really, truly is contentment.
Yeah. Yeah, contentment. I'm in it.
Yeah, that's mine too.
Yeah, I'm in it. I'm not of it. I'm just in it.
I'm just in it.
I'm just in it right now.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm content.
God's got me.
Yep. He got us. Yeah.
We did it.
Mm-hmm.
40.
Yeah, well, since we making that one episode, the Price episode of part one and part two, technically be 41. But
that don't count because that was recorded in the same city.
Yeah. Just throw it out there.
40.
40.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll be back in
January. Yeah, in January.
January.
Yeah, we'll be back in January. And we want y'all to be in prayer with us and for us for the direction of, you know, where we need to go for next season. Have a couple of ideas that we're kicking around, but we want to ensure that we're hearing from the Lord. And sometimes the Lord may speak through y'all. So if you guys have anything that y'all would like for us to get into, talk about, what have you, shoot us a DM and, you know, we'll add that to the prayer list. If there are things that you need prayer for individually, yeah, or if you're just needing word of encouragement or whatever it is, you know, please feel free to reach out to us for prayer, guidance, what have you. We're definitely here for that.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you got anything?
No. I love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us.
Yay, yay.
We appreciate you and your support, echoing everything that he said. Ditto to all
Ditto
that.
Ditto to all of that. All right. So, yeah, don't forget about our sponsors, Holler At 'Em,
yes,
Icy Brand, and Light With Purpose. And also, we got a couple hoodies left. They have the prices have already been discounted. So you can go ahead and grab yours or grab one for a friend or something. But until January, we love y'all. Y'all be easy. Peace.
Thank y'all so much for tapping in with the Left Hand Gang podcast.
Be sure to follow, like, subscribe, and rate us.
And lastly, please don't forget to check out our website. That's lefthandgang.co for merch and ways to stay connected.
Catch you next episode.
Gang.